Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning, witches. It is April 10th, 2024. It is Wednesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. So it is April 10th, aka my birthday, and I am 35 years old. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I can't believe it. I don't feel 35. I still feel 16. A lot of the time, sometimes I feel, it's weird. Sometimes I feel really much older. Sometimes I feel a little curmudgeon-y when I'm like tired and sleepy and I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm much older. And then other times I'm like, no, I feel like I'm still 25 or 16 or, oh my gosh, 35 years old. So I am recording this ahead of time, but I can go ahead and tell you what I'm doing for my birthday. And what I have done for my birthday. Monday on the eclipse, I had dinner with a bunch of my friends in New Orleans. So assuming everyone who said they'd show, this is going to be my friend Lefty, Veronica Varlow, who I think some of you know. I'm hoping to get photographer Amanda Valentine to come, but she's going to be busy doing photographs, some of my other friends, Russ and, Rosh and, authors Elise Arden and Rose Sinister. Rose is a vampire expert. I'd love to have her on one day. Elise has been on the show, and my friends Kay and Sky, whose wedding I officiated last weekend. So, yeah, it should be a really good time. We're going to go to the Apothecary in New Orleans, which is like a witch restaurant, and we're going to rent out the attic. And when we say rent out the attic, like that's just where they put the big parties. there should be red velvet cake, and I'm super excited. And then for my birthday proper, I will be driving in Georgia. So I'm going to be stopping over at a bed and breakfast in Georgia for like two nights, and that's how I'm spending my birthday. So much better than last birthday. I don't know if I've told you guys, but my last birthday, my 34th birthday, I had a friend, previous friend, who made all day plans with me. She's like, we're going to do this. We're going to get breakfast, and then we're going to binge TV, and we were really excited. And I was like super, super pumped. So like I didn't make any plans for my day because I had plans with this person I was like friends with for 5-6 years. And like this was someone who I spent an incredible amount of time with. Like we'd often see each other 3 to 4 times a week. So basically it was morning of my birthday. Typically we always went to the breakfast at the same place. And I showed up. I texted her. I was like, hey, so you still up for it? Which is like usually kind of like a joke because when we made plans, those plans always held. And it was my birthday. So I followed our normal routine. I went to the spot. Just for her to tell me that So I showed up and she didn't. And then when I texted her, she basically was like, oh, I'm working. And I was like, oh, why didn't you tell me? So, yeah, she didn't feel the need to let me know that she wasn't showing up. And this had been after a lot of really kind of mean girl behavior from her part, which I actually had called her out on it the last time I had seen her. I was like, hey, so like you talk about being bullied a lot from like an old friend group, but like I've noticed it's starting to happen in the new friend group, icing people out. And it was a lot of triangulation, And yeah, or it was just really weird. There's a lot of like really underlying bullying going on that I was noticing. And I mentioned it and I was like, hey, like, you know, there seems to be a little bullying going on for, you know, a number of people. And normally in my friendships, you can like say that to someone. You can be like, hey, so I think how we're behaving maybe isn't exactly how we think we're behaving or whatever. And yeah, so I guess my punishment was to get stood up on my birthday. And I was so embarrassed because that had never happened to me before. But it also felt like weirdly familiar from like it felt very high school, like something your high school friends would have done to you, something my high school friends had done to me. And I was really sad and I just like started to get really upset and I wanted to go home and crawl into bed. And my friend Michael was like, you can't do that. He's like, you have to get up. You have to get up and you have to go do something. And it was one of those where I was too embarrassed to text anyone to ask them to spend time with me, you know? I had so many friends later who were like, if you had texted me, like we could have spent the day together. And I was like, yeah, but do you know how embarrassing it is to send that text? To be like, hey, I made my birthday plans with this person. They stood me up. Are you available? Like that feels so embarrassing. So I didn't. And I spent the whole day alone. And I went to Magazine Street where I went to Lush and I got myself a bath bomb. And I went to Sucre, which is this dessert place, and I got myself some macarons. And the lady behind the counter, she was really young. And she said, oh, so how's your day going so far? And I just kind of felt like in shock a little bit. And I was like, I was just stood up. And she's like, oh. She's like, well, you know what? That's the best thing this person ever could have done for you. And she was right. So at that point, me and this person had been circling the same behaviors for a long time. And the cycle would be a lot of like, she would want to spend time with me. Let's do this. Let's do all your favorite things. Let's make these plans. Let's do this thing. Hey, I'm going to show up. I'm going to bring up wine. And it was very, very like intense. And then what would then happen is stuff would start to change. There'd be a lot of lying, a lot of saying she was doing this when she really wasn't, saying she was here when she really wasn't, just a lot of weird little lying. And then there'd be like a moment where she would kind of do something really shitty, like standing me up. Or there was one time where she promised to go with me to drop my dog off at her vet appointment. And then show me how to turn on the heater in my house because I didn't know how to use those heaters and she didn't. So I had to go take my dog to surgery alone and it was like the coldest night of the year and I couldn't figure out how to get the heater on for her post-surgery. So she would do something like that, something that was just like really unkind. And so I think your normal reaction when someone maybe shows you that they aren't really maybe your friend or they don't value is to kind of pull away. Right? Because you're like, ooh, maybe we're not as close as friends. Let me pull back a little bit. And then she would sense that. And it felt like she would do some big grand gesture. Right? And it was usually something you couldn't really say no to. So like, it would be something like, hey, I made these plans. I'm going to, I made these plans, put them in your calendar. I bought the tickets. So like you really didn't feel like you could say no because the tickets were already bought, right? And then you were like, oh, she's trying. Like maybe she was just going through a hard time or a bad day or whatever. And like, oh, things are normal again. But the problem is I think we went around this cycle 4 or 5 times. And finally, it was this time last year. It happened again. And I knew what was going to happen. I would either let her know, hey, this hurt my feelings. You made plans with me on my birthday just to not show. Didn't give me a heads up. If she had messaged me earlier that morning or the night before and went, hey, I took a job, so sorry. I would have been like, oh, no big deal. I would have made other plans. It's the not bothering to tell me so that I showed up for all the day on my birthday and her not be there. And I had to be the one to reach out to her. So I got to this point, this is like the 5th, 6th time we've been through this and I knew what was going to happen. I could go down path A, which would be, hey, I'm just letting you know this like hurt my feelings. And she would gaslight. She would be like, she really couldn't handle when like someone told them that like she hurt their feelings. Because I would hear stories from other friends who would do this. And I've had this happen before where she'll try to convince me it didn't happen. Like, it would be like, hey, this hurt my feelings. And she would somehow try to convince me that, like, it's not true. It wasn't happening. She didn't actually stand me up. We didn't actually have, like, something. It would be something along those lines. And I knew because she had done it before. So I knew, okay, my options are A, I could let her know this hurt me and she'll gaslight me. Or B, I could pull back because I'm hurt and she'll do a grand gesture and we're going to start over again. And I guess for the first time in 6 years, I decided neither of those options worked for me anymore.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Wednesday, April 10th. The waxing crescent moon continues to indulge in Taurus today. Here, the moon conjuncts Jupiter and Uranus. The Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is growing ever tighter, and we're finding that more and more changes are bringing more and more opportunity. With this conjunction, fits and starts to your day are unavoidable. That can be quite frustrating as you navigate your tasks. However, if you stay flexible and allow space for things to shift and change throughout your day, you may realize that Jupiter-Uranus energy is clearing away obstacles rather than being the obstacles themselves. Give yourself the room to shift your perspective, and things will become a lot easier today. Your daily moon mantra is, "Don't be afraid to give up the good to pursue the great." This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Interested in taking your weed witchery to the next level or wanting to get started? The Weed Witch's Journal by author Carrie Connor blends the worlds of cannabis and magic together to help you document, explore, and expand your daily practices. Dig deeper into yourself with intuitive insights, mystical visions, shadow work, or connect to nature for starters. Want to explore your creativity? Dive in with My Vibe, Inspirational Ink, and the Flower Power activities. Looking to practice your skills? Get attuned with pendulum work and one card reading. Plus, document your practices with full moon, new moon, spell tracker, ritual tracker, and more. Order the Weed Witch's Journal now from your favorite bookshop or wherever books are sold.
That was it. I blocked her on everything because I knew if she had access to me, she would love bomb me. So I blocked her on everything. I removed myself from any group chat we were in. I was even willing to lose jobs over not communicating with her. I told people, hey, if you need me to communicate with her, that's not something I can do. I'm happy to not work for you anymore. Like, I was willing to lose jobs because I knew that was the only option. And only to find out I was very much correct in that way. I learned much later that blocking is the best option in this situation because she would then go on to message my best friend multiple times a week for like 9 months. And my friend wasn't following her, wasn't responding, and wasn't even opening the messages. And she was persistent. And I knew if I hadn't blocked her, she would just be doing that to me instead. And yeah, it was really hard. I dealt with a lot of confusion. I was very confused a lot last year. I still really struggle with like a sense of my reality. And the reason for this is because once I walked away, I actually learned a few people came out of the woodworks of her past and informed me that I was not the first. I'm not the last. This is a thing she does. And yeah, I've learned that the person I thought she was is a completely different person than who she is. And I really struggled with my reality for so long because a lot of the stories she told me about other people, I just believed. Because I had no reason not to believe them, only to find out a lot of those stories aren't true. There was one that was so bad, and I felt so guilty, but I asked someone, I was like, hey, I just need to know, did this actually happen? Like, did this actually happen with you and this person and her? And they said, no. And literally, I felt my reality shook. If reality is like a photo in your mind, I felt it rock. And that was such a scary feeling. And I realized that this person had been controlling a lot of what people believe about each other, other people, a lot of triangulation. And yeah, it's taken me a long time to work through that. And I'm still not fully recovered. It's been a year. It's the reality stuff that's really shaking, right? When your reality is messed with, and when you are told stories that aren't true, when full relationships don't exist, it can really mess with your mind, especially for 6 years. Again, this was like my best friend for 6 years. We spent 3 to 4 times a week together. That's a long time to hear stories that aren't true, and a long time to shape your reality. I have gotten evidence after evidence after evidence after evidence after evidence from people in her past, people in her current, people in all kinds of people that this person takes advantage, is lying, is all this. And I still question my own sanity, which is really scary. But yeah, I really just wanted to share. It's been a year. I know I've talked a little bit about it here and there, but I figured I might as well tell the whole story. And what's terrible, and like some of the guilt, I have quite a bit of guilt. I have guilt for how I treated other people because I believed the story she told about them. I have guilt for I feel guilty for the current people she does this to. Because these people I still really like and think are really cool and wonderful, but they're in it, you know, and I feel guilty that they're going to end up like this. I also feel guilty because people will say, well, there's no way you could have known. And what I hate is that I did know. I saw the signs. I saw the signs from the very beginning. But I was so desperate for a friend in a new scary city that I was willing to overlook the signs. So I feel guilty that I saw the signs and ignored them. And yeah. I just wanted to share because I know a lot of people go through something similar, either with a friend or a partner. And I think a lot of us are really intuitive people, right? And I think that's why I specifically wanted to share this, because I wouldn't be shocked if everyone who's listening who's witchy and magical and intuitive and psychic, if everyone listening goes, I did see it coming. I did see the signs. I did have the intuition. I did have the feeling. I just convinced myself not to trust that part of myself. And I think that's what's really scary. And I'm still dealing with it. It's been a whole year, but I'm still really struggling with trust. I'm still really struggling with feeling as if friendships I had were real or true. Or I'm really grateful to my friends who have like really supported me through this, who have really stepped up. But it's a long journey. It's a long journey. And I'm going to be, I'm currently in the process of seeking out a therapist specifically for post-abuse, post-trauma, post-maybe like narcissistic abuse, things like that, so I can fully heal from it. And I will say, I got over what she did pretty quickly. To me, I got over what she did pretty quickly. The thing I can't let go of, and the thing that is still I'm struggling with, and the thing I'm seeking therapy for, is the manipulation of reality. That is really hard to come back from. So yeah, it's been 1 year, and within that year, I have such amazing support, and I have such amazing friends, and I have people who text me to tell me that how much they love me and how much value I add to their life. And it's been an amazing year. And I think sometimes I get really stuck in the grief of the situation, and it's real easy to get fixated on this one thing that didn't go well or this one thing that went bad. And sometimes I forget how wonderful this year has been. It's been incredible. It's been such an amazing year. And yeah, there's been some bad things. Yes, bad things happened in conjunction with the good things, but the good things are still good. And for the Patreon, we're watching Charmed, and it hasn't aired yet on the Patreon, but it might be coming soon, but I just watched season 2, episode 1 of Charmed, and Prue is in grief, and she's really struggling with who she is, and does she even still believe in how she thought the world worked, and does she still believe, and I think Phoebe says something, yeah, the bad things happen, and the bad things will continue to happen, but there's great things too. There's good things too. And I think that's where I kind of have to remember the good things. I've had such an incredible year. And this was hard. This was a huge lesson. This was traumatizing. I'm grateful to my friends who have listened to me vent, who have helped correct my reality. I hate that there's been a few times I've had to reach out to friends kind of late at night and going, I'm really confused about if this happened or if it didn't happen. And luckily, it's people who were in the room who could go, you're not making it up. You're not inferring. You're not assuming I was there. Yes, that happened. And I'm really grateful for those people because this is hard, you know? But I'm also to the point where it's more support than I think my friends can continue to offer. So, yeah, I just really wanted to share. To piggyback on my talk about 2 weeks ago about going to therapy, which I'm super excited for. But yeah, it has been 1 year. 1 year since I removed myself from a really not cool environment and situation. And I'm shocked that once you make room for good things will fill it. And that's the biggest lesson of the last year. So I thought I would only talk about this for 5 minutes. It's now been 20, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. And we'll talk about our topic tomorrow. So I'm so sorry if you feel like this was a waste of an episode. But I've had a few people, I've shared this story on Facebook, and I know I've talked about it a little here, and I've had people reach out to me after me sharing it about how they went through either the same thing with the same person, or they've been through the same thing, period. And I think we need to talk about it to feel less shameful about it. I know as witches, and this is why rewatching shows from your childhood is so therapeutic as an adult. Because when you're a kid, you're like, this is what adults do and what adults go through. But when you're an adult, you've been through them. So when Prue says, how can we even call ourselves good witches if this bad thing happened? And I feel that way pretty often, you know? That's how I felt after this. I was like, how can I call myself a powerful witch if these bad things happened to me? Oh, you know, last year. And I had a few not great things happen last year. And it's a good reminder that bad things will always happen, but it doesn't mean you're not a good witch. It doesn't mean you're not a good person. It just means bad things happen. But there are great things too. And I think that is something we all need to hear. So I'm so sorry for hijacking this episode and making it about me. But yeah, it's been a year. All right, witches. That's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources. I want to give a shout out to Rachel Brady. Rachel, you opulent, earthy sunflower. Nicole Lilly, you rule-breaking, dapper sunset. Elaine Alicia, you powerful rule-breaking unicorn nurse. We have a lot of rule-breaking today. And Lillian, you loyal, noble spider queen. And that's all I've got. So we will talk tomorrow with a real episode. I promise.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.